Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win $825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Zena confided in Myrtle that she needed to get away from Maurice for a while. Myrtle offered her accommodation at her home in Essequibo. John and Coretta visited Kwapwani, where her cousin Nadira showed them the devastating effect the flood has had on residents, including the complete destruction of homes and crops. We now join John, who is on the phone to Coretta in Kwapwani.
Coretta, I reached out by my nieces and nephew. Yes. Alright, I'm going to catch up with you and Nadira later. Yes. Bye.
Hi, Uncle John. You reach.
Danny! Nephew, you ain't looking like the flood bother you at all.
I'm happy to see you, Uncle. But looks can be deceiving.
I still can't believe what this flood did with y'all.
Well, I was taking it on. But then I sit down and I said to myself, Danny boy, why you really take it on? Yes, there was a flood, but you're still alive.
That is his spirit. Anyway, where's Kita?
Kita and your daughter gone out somewhere on the road. They're gonna come back just now.
Alright, so how's she doing?
You're gonna see for yourself when she come back.
Alright. But you really alright though?
Yes, man. From the time I decided to stop worrying, that was it for me.
Well, good.
Right now, it's all about taking care of myself. You got to look after inside before anything else.
But you feel a way about y'all losing the house and most of y'all possessions?
Yes, I feel a way. I be taking it on bad at first. But then I realized that I was only doing more harm than good to myself. I mean, Kwapwani had flood before, and I know it was a risk living at the waterfront. So, in a way, I just decided to accept things as they are.
But you got to make plans to build back.
We doing that, man. But everything takes time, you know. We been in the shelter for a while, and then we managed to get this little place, so we okay for now.
Wait. There is Kita and Shadata coming up there?
It's them, yes. She coming with a whole set of complaints, you see, Shelly.
Skita look good though. And she daughter get big.
Yes, Maria growing.
Uncle John, is you?
Yes, Kita, it's me. In the flesh.
Uncle John, I was so happy to hear you coming till the Kukwani to look for we.
Yes, man. It's family.
Maria, this is your Uncle John.
Hi, Maria.
Go to the back and wash your hand and foot, then wash and season the meat.
John, you hear Maria answer you?
Yeah, she did. She said hi.
Well, I must be hard of hearing.
Danny, leave my child alone. You know she the stalks are. Plus, she's still stressed out from the flood.
Okay, my sister.
She really get big, Skeeter. You're caring, she?
Thanks, Uncle John.
It's whole day you just got this child walking out, Skeeter. How's she supposed to study?
She's studying. You expect me not to train she to do anything?
All right, it's you, child. Uncle John, how you going fish now?
Fish? I don't know the last time I fish. I ain't fished since I live in Morundai.
You losing your touch, man. Come, let me go. Fishing is one of the things that getting me through this rough time. It's relaxing.
So wait, Danny. Uncle John mustn't spend time with me? I just come home and you don't want Draggy off to catch fish?
You don't have to feed him, man.
You and Sia send Maria to season up the meat.
All right, y'all don't argue. I come for spend the whole day here. Me and Danny can go and fish for about an hour or two. And by the time we come back, you and Maria can finish cooking.
But Uncle John, I thought you come to hear how we making out since we lose everything in the flood. I ain't doing too well, you know.
Well, that I agree with.
So, you want to talk, Skeeter?
Yes. Because all Danny telling me is to lighten up and look at the bright side of things and all kind of nonsense. Like if that will bring back the house and everything else.
All right. Danny, look, you go ahead and fish. I'm going to stay and keep Skeeter company.
I told her to get involved in little recreational activities, you know. But no. When we been in the shelter, it's the same way she depressed.
But you got to understand that y'all went through something traumatic.
Yes, I know, Uncle. But I made a choice to do things to make me feel happy. When I wake up in the morning, I look at the sun and give praise. I go and climb some trees, pick some fruits, swing little in the hammock, and ease my mind. You see, I go in and fish now, and then this afternoon, I'm going to play a little football with them boys.
But Danny, you fail to realize everybody ain't going to deal with this thing the same way. I hurt and I supposed to be able to grieve. Every day I study how we going to build back this house.
I understand, my sister. Because like I said, I was there too. Anyway, I run in out here.
Hey Danny, make sure you catch two good fish, yeah?
Coming back with at least half a bucket. Roast fish for dinner tonight.
Come inside, let me talk, Uncle John. Let me tell you about your nephew.
Zena, I'm already at the gym. Yeah, I see Maurice. Not sure, I'll be careful. Don't worry about it, man. Bye. Excuse me, sir. You using this machine?
Hey, young man. No, it's all yours.
Thanks.
New here?
Yeah, just started out today.
Name is Maurice.
Denzel.
Nice meeting you, Denzel. So what are you working on?
Just general fitness, I guess. Just to stay fit, you know.
That's important. Well, if you need some pointers, don't be afraid to ask.
Actually, yeah. That would be good.
Alright, we could work out together. But I suggest you do a few minutes on the treadmill to warm up. Then we could get on to some work.
Alright, thanks.
Face looks familiar. Have I seen you somewhere before?
I don't know.
I think I have. Where are you from?
Morundai.
Ah, okay. Some of my clients live in Morundai. I'm a lawyer, you know.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anyway, get to it. We can work on chat.
Yeah, thanks.
So wait, Skeeter. You believe you were exposed to COVID and didn't go and check?
Uncle John? You go and check and then everybody know your business.
But supposing it was serious?
Well, thank God we alive and well.
But yeah, then that is dangerous. You should have gone to confirm whether it was that or not.
You ain't understand that everybody would have know we business?
So you saying they ain't got no confidentiality?
I saying that I don't care what do me. I rather stay home than go to them people who gonna broadcast all me business.
That is not good. We supposed to be able to trust the professionals.
Supposed to and being able to is two different things.
Serious.
Life just so depressing these days. If it wasn't for Maria, I might have just run away or something.
Look, You can't entertain such thoughts.
But Uncle John, is hard. We lose everything in the flood. You think it's easy?
But you're still here. Material things come and go.
That is easy to say when you're living in a proper house. Look where we then now. This little shack. When we had we nice lovely house. All kind of tosses be going through me head.
All right, Skeeto. Things gonna be fine.
Maria, put the water on the girl. You're taking your sweet time.
Oh, Skeeto. Since I come here, you just walking out the child.
She all right, man.
You just talk to her? How the flood affected her?
She just as depressed as me.
Wow.
We just going through the days one day at a time. I don't know how Danny could be laughing and smiling and catching fish and carrying on like everything okay.
Well, Danny made a choice to be happy and not to stress.
He only fretting me. The flood destroyed everything for he too. What is there to smile and be happy about? We put we heart and soul in the house, then for a flood to just come and destroy everything?
I understand.
Like I said, if it wasn't for Maria, I would have done run away or something. This is too much stress.
So, Denzo, got a girlfriend?
No, Maurice.
Some real pretty young women come to this gym. You're in luck.
Man, I didn't come here looking for that.
I mean, you don't come looking for it. But if it falls in your hands.
I see.
It's so easy, you know. It's like, these women don't value themselves. You just whisper two nice words in the ear and that's it.
That easy?
That easy. You have to realize that women are simple creatures. We just need a man to tell them what to do.
Well, I don't particularly believe that.
You're a young man. You'll learn. The minute you let your guard down with a woman, that's the minute she will think she could walk all over you. Not me.
Look, I believe that both men and women should treat each other with respect.
I mean, respect, yeah. But at the same time, you need to let your woman know who's in control.
So that's what yous do?
With my wife Zena, I realized early on that she needed structure. Denzel, if you let these women run wild, they will embarrass you. They will think they could do or say as they please. Zena and I separated for a while because of her foolishness. But you see what happens? When these women have a good man, they will always come running back.
So she came back to you?
Begging.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to keep her in line.
And she's okay with that?
What do you mean if she's okay with that? She'll do as I say.
Maurice, I don't think that that's the right approach to our relationship.
You'll learn. See that one that just walked in there?
Yeah.
It was so easy.
So, you cheat on your wife?
I enjoy the finer things in life. That's all I'm gonna say.
Wow.
Come on, man. Let's do some squats.
Nani, you really come back with a bucket of fish, boy.
I tell you, Uncle John, nice time.
Nice.
You see, when one door closes, others open.
Let Maria clean them. Maria!
Leave my niece alone, Skeeto. Let the child study. I gon' clean them.
Whatever.
You ain't paying attention to that child, you know, Skeeto. Yesterday morning, I wake up early and see she sit down under the tree crying.
What she got to cry about? A feeding shape.
You ever talk to her about how she feel about what happened with the flood?
She's a child. What she got to study? It's not like she got to study how we gonna build back the house.
Skeeto, when things like this happen, it's about mental health as well. And too often we just ignore children's feelings.
Well, I guess it's me and she depressed.
Look, we can work it out together as a family.
Skeeto, you wanna hear nothing like that? She just wanna cry and look at the darker side of things.
It's better a face reality than pretend everything okay and live in denial like you.
I know that everything is not okay. But worry will only cause more harm than good.
Well, you love me, man. Let me deal with this how I want to.
All right, my sister.
Listen, miss. This is not the way. No use fighting with one another. Everybody does lose. The important thing now is how we move on from this as a family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.